It's election day over in the US at the moment. For a lot of Australians, you'll be looking at social media to get much of your news about it, especially stuff on the ground. Now, Patrick rejoins me. We just spoke about Twitter. You've got some interesting stuff that's happening on Snapchat around the election.
I do, yes. Well, the Snapchat has a voting day story up with just a myriad of different... There's stuff from people voting, stuff from candidates, stuff from senators even. Just little clips from saying... It's none of them saying who to vote for, though.
That's good. So they want to be apolitical about it, very encouraging the vote.
They're just encouraging the vote. But there's both Trump and Hillary have short videos on there. Trump's is very grainy.
probably still using the BlackBerry.
Yeah, probably still using the BlackBerry.
640p, yeah.
He's just encouraging people to go vote very emphatically, as usual. Hillary is in the back of what looks to be a limo, looking very uncomfortable, just sort of hunched.
She's not good at human movement.
No, she's not.
It's really odd.
She tries so hard to be relatable and just doesn't get there.
I don't necessarily need her to be relatable, but I understand that for an election cycle it would be good. So these are all just short clips strung together by Snapchat.
Yeah.
Just looking at the election.
Yeah, the first one that comes up when you click on the story is Obama just saying... if he can work Snapchat, you can figure out how to go and vote.
That's quite good.
He's actually good. Surprisingly good at Snapchat.
Yeah,
he's very well framed.
Very cleverly social media managed, whoever's doing that. I'm going to miss him too.
There's a variety of people on there. There's, as I said, a lot of senators. Bernie Sanders is on there.
Of course.
He's just telling people to go vote. Lady Gaga's on there.
She's
singing. Because she was at one of Hillary's campaign events last night singing with, I believe it was Bruce Springsteen. Might be wrong.
I'm sorry. Stephanie Jamada, Lady Gaga, and Bruce Springsteen got together.
Who sings Born in the USA?
That is Bruce Springsteen. That is the boss.
I think that was him, yeah.
Oh, man. Chris Christie will be crying now.
Yeah. So she was singing at an event for her last night, but she was on there just singing again. Just singing, wearing a very strange hat.
Yeah, that sounds very much like Lady Gaga.
Yeah. So Lena Dunham was on there, passionate... Her actual title on the Snapchat story was Passionate Woman.
It's pretty accurate with when it comes to Lena Dunham.
It is accurate. So she was in a towel, like that towel headdress and just a towel, just saying, I know I'm in a towel, but go vote, please. Then there was Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who plays Selina Meyer on the show Veep.
It is an excellent show.
It is an excellent show. She was as Selina Meyer on the Snapchat story telling people to go vote. So, it's a very entertaining Snapchat story. I should say everyone should give it a shot.
As someone who's the age group of what Snapchat's target would target... Sorry, you are the age group that Snapchat is attempting to target with this. That was a much better way of putting it, Nick. Would that encourage you to go out and vote? Of course, voting being optional.
You know, I don't know if it would encourage me to go vote if I were in America, because I would definitely look at it, but I feel like... If you're going to vote, you would have already made up your mind. So I don't think it would influence anyone to go and vote necessarily if they weren't going to. I think it would be more just you would look at it and then tweet about it a little bit.
So you think it might be more preaching to the converted already?
Yeah, because I don't go and check it. It was one of the featured stories on Snapchat.
Mm.
So and I don't look at them very often because it's often just like IGN, Cosmopolitan, Vice. It just links to their articles, but this one was actually quite good.
It's a clever use of it. My big concern when it comes to politics on social media is how much of an echo chamber it can become. Now, by this one being apolitical, it's quite good. But one thing I've noticed is that, say, Facebook and Twitter, because I'm a bit of a lefty, I'm mostly hearing lefty voices. I'm not getting the other side of it. So I think you've got an interesting point that I would only be hearing opinions that I already had.
Yeah, but the thing is, for this one, it's curated by Snapchat. So Snapchat, I think this is how it works at least. Snapchat goes through snaps and gets some from famous people. So there's one from Trump, there's one from Hillary.
Mm.
There's Democratic senators, there's Republican senators. There's Jill Stein was on there as well, the Green candidate.
Good on Jill.
Yeah, so she's still trying. Good. Still trying.
There's write-in votes. Apparently Mitt Romney's doing quite well in some states.
Is he running?
No, you can just write in if you want.
Oh, the write-in votes.
America allows you to just do a write-in vote.
Yeah, I did see some things on Instagram today about the write-in votes. I would not be surprised if there are a lot of write-ins for Harambe.
Of course.
Possibly others.
Sometimes social media does ruin everything as well. Patrick, thank you very much. Very interesting take on that.